Part 1. Living with Faith. Tommy Tai. When someone rediscovers the Catholic faith, it's a joyous moment, to be sure. Whether the person was a cradle Catholic who strayed away during college, yours truly, or a convert who studied his or her way into the truth of the Catholic Church thanks to the early church fathers, there's a party in heaven when someone comes back into the fold. But there's also a nagging question that comes up for everyone. Now what? How are we supposed to take the beautiful truths of our faith and put them into action? We know that our lives are supposed to be radically changed by Jesus, but how? We know that others will know we are Christians by our love, but what does that even mean? Oftentimes we can feel stuck at square one, wishing there were detailed instructions for how to live the faith in today's world. Well, buckle your seatbelts, boys and girls. You are about to embark on the very instruction manual you've been praying for. How can we pause the noise and find God in the silence? How should we open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit and the gifts He has waiting for us? What are some of the go-to devotions and spiritual practices that can help kickstart our walk with the Lord? Are we seriously considering joining a religious order? All of these questions, and many more, will be answered ahead. Are you ready? Honor the Sabbath, learning to pause the noise in our lives to hear God. Sister Brittany Harrison, FMA. One of the high school theology courses I teach is World Religions. The purpose of this course is to blend cultural education with an understanding of how religious faith shapes the experience, perspective, and values of people. Without discounting the role of Jesus Christ as the sole mediator between God and man, our Redeemer and the font of mercy, we can identify in the major world religions how elements of truth, beauty, and goodness can be found in most traditions, and our points of commonality for beginning conversations and invitations to learn more about Christianity. I find that the dedication with which so many Muslims perform Salah, the daily prayers that begin at dawn and mark time until night, as well as the Buddhists' emphasis on the gift of peace found by dwelling in the present moment, to be good reminders about how religion should not be simply a once-a-week affair, but a life-transforming aspect of who we are. What I struggle with the most, as a symptom of our busy, overcommitted, productivity-focused culture, is honoring the Sabbath. Number 3 on a list of 10 commandments that God entrusted to Moses, remember to keep holy the Sabbath, is a directive I try to keep, but I often forget what it means. In studying the Jewish faith, I have discovered among more conservative followers a very beautiful tradition of keeping the Sabbath with great intentionality and preparing for it with joy. In some traditions, the Sabbath is referred to as the Sabbath Queen and is ushered in by the women of the family by lighting candles at the moment it begins as they entrust to God their deepest prayers. Some forms of Judaism forbid anything that even hints at work on the Sabbath, including kindling fires, which include starting car engines and turning on light switches, and carrying things such as pocket change. Although I find that approach to be a bit extreme for my situation, this dedication to observe the Sabbath as a serious, holy, and joyful reminder that human value does not come from work, that family time is important, and that God is worthy, challenges me to examine how I make my weekly Sabbath.